Welcome to Wild About Utah, a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio.
This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society. What predatory bird can guide a screaming 200-mile-per-hour freefall dive to intercept a flying duck, killing it with a blow from a fist of talons? Tornado winds howl at 200 miles per hour. Even flying horizontally, this bird can accelerate to 70 miles per hour. No animal is faster. It must therefore be a falcon, in today's case the peregrine falcon. This species inhabits all continents but Antarctica. The peregrine likes cliff ledges for nesting, such as the high basalt walls at the Birds of Prey Refuge along the Snake River near Boise. In such places, listen for its call, which is very similar to this prairie falcon. 50 years ago, the peregrine falcon was in a different dive, a plunge to extinction. The culprit was DDT. It wasn't poisoning the birds, but it insidiously interfered with birds' calcium metabolism, leaving thin-shelled eggs that broke under brooding parents. DDT is persistent. Worse, DDT bioaccumulates in fats of species high on the food chain, birds like falcons, eagles, and pelicans. Robins provided the first persuasive evidence of DDT bioaccumulation. On December 28, 1973, President Nixon signed the Endangered Species Act into law. The peregrine falcon was immediately listed. DDT use in the United States was banned. Worried wildlife researchers undertook a bold program to rescue intact eggs from cliff-face nests. The captive nestlings were raised up and taught to hunt. Over the years, 1,600 peregrines were released into the wild. The peregrine's population plunge was halted, then reversed. In 1999, it was formally delisted. By 2003, 3,000 pairs bred in Canada, the United States, and Mexico. Peregrines have never been common, but today you are 4 times more likely to see a peregrine falcon in Utah than 30 years earlier. You can see similar rebounds in red-tailed hawks, brown pelicans, and other predatory birds by going to the website of the National Audubon Christmas Bird Counts. This is an environmental success story worth celebrating. This is Linda Kirvin for Bridgerland Audubon Society.
Wild About Utah is a partnership of the Stokes Nature Center, the Bridgerland Audubon Society, and Utah Public Radio. For transcripts and archived audio of Wild About Utah, go online to upr.org and click on the Wild About Utah link. Support for Wild About Utah comes from the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University. Information is at cnr.usu.edu.